We trust that we are humbly grateful for the blessings of God, that of the wonderful privilege, blessing that affords itself to us at this good hour to assemble ourselves together in the house of God. Worship Him indeed in truth and in spirit, to manifest our love and fellowship one to another. This is a glorious and wonderful blessing to me, to you. It's one that words can't express the depth of the meaning for the child, wayfaring child of God that is hungering and thirsting after righteousness, that is seeking the presence of his God, the tenderness of his love and affection. Words are indescribable when it comes to the meaning of what we have in mind. I want to, if I could, be blessed of the Spirit of God and have the interest, or further interest, in your prayers to speak about the visible, organic church, the living God here in the world, that of the kingdom that he has set up in the hearts of his children. I know that I cannot do this except that God bless me. No other minister can. You know that. I beg you to pray for me. I trust that God will bless us to speak in the power of his Spirit, that each word be seasoned by his grace and tended by his love and affections, warmed by his Spirit. Nothing in my hand do I bring, but simply to the call do I come. I trust in Jesus, and I know you do too. Never had the opportunity to visit in this part of God's Morrow Vineyard before. I have found the love and fellowship of God's children, the same as we find it in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, wherever I've been. God said, I have a people, all nations, kindred, tongue, and people. God has set up in the hearts of his children that love and desire are to worship him indeed in truth and in spirit. Before the white men ever come to this country, the Indians believed in a spirit. They didn't know how to express it, but they believed in God. Don't you think they did? I know they did. They pointed and longed, looked forward to that happy hunting ground. That was the expression of that life after this life. Heaven itself, they call it a happy hunting ground. But it won't be a happy hunting ground in the sense that they like hunting, but it will be a happy place for the children of God. And you know, I'm concerned about that, but more so about the life here while we live in the world. That life of heaven is preserved and kept by the power of God. More about the life here while we live in the world. That life of heaven